On Sundays this summer, the cable channel Lifetime has a new show from writer Mark Cherry, the creator of the hit series Desperate Housewives. Critic Eric Deggan says Devious Maids is trying to challenge stereotypes about Latinos and domestic workers, the key word being trying.
There really is nothing on TV like Devious Maids, a soapy drama about five strong Latina women. But should they have to face scenes like this?
I could come clean your house. I mean, if you're having trouble finding someone.
That is so sweet. Thank you, Lupe.
It's Marisol.
I thought her name was Lupe.
That was a previous maid.
Oh, well, you could be her twin.
She looks nothing like Lupe.
I thought she had work done.
You thought our maid had plastic surgery.
For God's sake, Taylor, poor people like to be pretty, too.
It's a good try, setting up a campy upstairs-downstairs story about sensible maids and their neurotic bosses. But what viewers really get is horrible stereotypes. Wealthy white snobs bossing around long-suffering, noble Latina maids. It's an almost cartoonish take on the relationship between the servant and the served.
I finally found a lawyer for immigration. He said that he can help me bring Miguel to America.
Who's Miguel?
It's her kid, back in Guadalajara.
I need that day off. I've got back-to-back appointments on Friday, and Saturday I'm being interviewed by Showbiz LA.
Feels a bit like the evil stepmother telling Cinderella she can't go to the ball. Thankfully, the maids themselves aren't stereotypes, but there are no Latina bosses here. The series barely shows the maids' homes or relatives who aren't servants. You wind up wondering, why does every Hispanic female character on this show have to be a maid? Even when these funny, charismatic ladies get together for lunch in a park, what do they talk about? They're bosses.
Lupe told us Mr. Stafford's new wife is a hot mess.
Oh, she's okay. Just a bit insecure. God, is it awful of me to gossip about my employers?
Honey, if you're going to sit by us, it's a requirement.
A great TV writer once told me a series evoking serious racial stereotypes has to earn that privilege by saying something insightful. That writer, the late David Mills, helped create an HBO miniseries about black drug addicts in Baltimore called The Corner. We meet an addict named Gary who once had a successful construction business.
All I'm saying, Cardi, is that when I had it, I shared it. I shared it with my family. I shared it with my friends. I shared it with those people in the neighborhood who came around with their little hard luck stories. All I'm saying, Cardi, is that when I had it, I shared it.
He complained about how his neighbors wanted him to fail.
I thought when I fell that people would like me more for being like them.
Gary put a human face on the disintegration of his entire neighborhood. The Corner cracks open the ugliness of a drug-ravaged city to tell a deeper truth. Other landmark shows just burst stereotypes wide open. In fact, The Cosby Show was revolutionary, showing an upper-middle-class black family. Now, English-language TV channels are desperately seeking their own Cosby Show for Latinos. But Bill Cosby was a superstar comic who controlled his own sitcom. If American TV outlets want a Hispanic version, maybe they should consider handing a talented Hispanic performer and producer the latitude to create their own vision. Until then, a campy soap opera about virtuous maids and their abusive bosses won't do much, besides give a few really great Latina actresses a little more steady employment.
Eric Deggans is TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times.